The UN Human Rights Commission released a new report on the October 5th strike in the Ukrainian village of Hroza that killed 59 people, including an 8-year-old boy. The report calls on Moscow to conduct a transparent investigation into what happened, provide reparations for victims, and hold those responsible to account. The strike hit a cafe after a funeral for a soldier and was one of the deadliest incidents since Russia launched its full-scale invasion 20 months ago. Whole families were killed in the attack. Elizabeth Throssell is with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Those killed, 36 women, 22 men, and an 8-year-old boy, were all civilians. Our report details the devastating impact of the missile strike on Hrosa, with 15 families losing two or more family members. The report says that the Russian armed forces either failed to do everything feasible to verify that the target was a military objective, or deliberately targeted civilians or civilian objects, which in either event would be in violation of international humanitarian law.
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Alexeyevich Nebenzia, had previously claimed that a, quote, high-ranking Ukrainian nationalist and a lot of neo-Nazi accomplices were at the wake. During a UN Security Council briefing on Ukraine held after the report was released, Nebenzia did not directly address the report or the Hroza attack itself, but he accused Kyiv and its Western allies of trying to generate outrage by exaggerating the damage being done by Russia in Ukraine.
You are tripping over one another today to decry destruction in Ukrainian towns and alleged indiscriminate Russian attacks against them. I would like to ask you to not be lazy, to go on the internet, to read the Ukrainian news or to watch the television. There you will see many reports about the restaurant and club scene in Kiev, Odessa, Kharkov, Dnepropetrovsk and other Ukrainian cities. State government buildings, other municipal buildings are practically everywhere working normally. Transport is running, schools and hospitals are operating.
Nebenzia added that Russia does not fire airstrikes indiscriminately and claimed that anything hit by Russian airstrikes is a legitimate military target.
Precision strikes target exclusively military objects or objects of infrastructure related to the military potential of the Kiev regime, including ammunition depots and the positions of the UAF that are disguised as shops, hotels, grain stores, and so on.
However, repeated civilian deaths have weakened Russia's claim that it doesn't target civilians. Ramesh Rajasingham is the director of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He said that the suffering in Ukraine is very real.
It is vital that we be able to alleviate the human suffering caused by this war, regardless of where it is in Ukraine. Mr. President, as long as this war continues to be waged, civilians across Ukraine will suffer the horrendous humanitarian consequences, and the humanitarian community will continue to do everything it can to assist the people of Ukraine in their hour of need.
Ukraine's presidential office said early Tuesday that over the previous 24 hours, one civilian was killed, and at least 17 others were injured. With Jordan Sandoval, I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.